75.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Live coming to you from Boston, this is once again Bit Friends Blog Talk Radio Show. Again, happy Vitiligo Awareness Month, wherever you are. We hope that you're having some plans to celebrate. And we are so excited to be doing this special series featuring our young people, our younger children, and our teenagers. I had the pleasure 2 days ago to chat with April Starr, so we hope you guys have had a chance to listen to that. Send us your questions, your comment at support@bitfriends.org. We're excited. The children have voices, too, and my desire is to hear from the heart of the children. So today, I am excited, I'm super excited to have as my special guest, Elijah. They're from Michigan, but he's on vacation in North Carolina. I learned from him earlier that it's 75 degrees where he's at. But listen, in Boston, we're burning at 95 degrees. Oh, my goodness. So, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are in the world, here is my special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Elijah to our blog talk show. Elijah, how are you?
Good.
And how old are you right now?
I'm 9.
You're 9 years old, and in what grade?
3rd.
You're
I
a
will
9-year-old.
Be in 4th,
though. Awesome. So you're a 9-year-old heading off to 4th grade, and I would imagine since you guys are in North Carolina, school is all done for you?
Yes.
So when did school get over for you?
May 31st.
Oh, you guys have been out for a while. Okay. Well, I am so happy that I talked to Mom and we set this up so I could get a chance to talk about your journey with vitiligo. Do you remember? Do you know how long, what age you were when you were diagnosed with vitiligo?
4.
You were 4 years old. What was it like going into kindergarten or first grade with something, what as they would say, something wrong with your skin? Did kids bother you? Were you teased? Were you bullied?
No.
So when you were in first grade, kindergarten, no one would bother you or ask you questions about your skin?
Oh, yeah, they did.
And when they ask you questions, what would you say?
I would say.
And how did it make you feel? Tell me what you said and how it made you feel when they asked you questions. Go ahead. How did you answer them?
My skin changes color.
Uh-huh.
And it's my superpower.
Yay! That's the one I wanted to hear. It's your superpower, which would be telling the kids that there's really nothing wrong with you, correct?
Yeah.
Exactly. They don't have what you have. You have superpowers. I love that. When I heard that you said that, I really love it. And I know Mom must be close, so she can answer this or you can answer this. Did you get treatment when you were first diagnosed? Did you have to use any cream or do any special light treatment, anything special for your skin?
I had to use cream.
Uh-huh. And you still continue using it even today?
Huh?
Yeah. Do you still use
what?
It?
No.
No, you don't. Okay. Okay. The other question I wanted to ask, and a lot of people, when I ask this question, the answer just always seems to be no. When you were little and you were in, you know, you're now a big time 4th grader, but when you were in 1st grade, 2nd grade, did you ever see or ever had a book that talks about vitiligo?
Can you repeat it?
Sure. Did you ever had any storybooks about vitiligo?
Yes.
You did. What was it? Do you know anything about the book that you had? Well, it was a long time ago. You probably...
I don't remember.
Go ahead. You don't remember. Well, the reason I asked that question is things are different, and as the years go by, there are more and more books coming out. So I believe Mom must be now familiar with some of the books. We're excited. There's more books coming out about vitiligo, and we're happy about that. So I first met you guys in 2018 when you guys came to Boston to the conference. What was that like for you? Did you enjoy it? What can you tell folks? Because folks are listening from all over. Tell them what you thought about that conference.
It was awesome.
Why was it awesome? What was awesome about it?
Got to meet other kids who have vitiligo.
Mm-hmm. And I know you guys are part of the Pen Pal Patch. What about the Pen Pal Patch section? And you guys had your own room. Tell the kids that are listening about that experience. What was in that room?
Oh?
Yes. What was in that room? What did you guys do? The Pen Pal Pack.
You got to meet Aaliyah. What was in Pen Pal Pack, Elijah?
I got to do arts and crafts.
Yes.
You got to do arts and crafts. What else did you do in Boston? You got to tour the lab.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You thought that was fun? Wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
Get to learn.
Yeah. And if there's other children out there listening, would you encourage them and tell them, listen, you need to come to conference. Wouldn't you tell them that? Because it's a fun thing and a fun place to be?
Yes.
Absolutely. What else would you tell them?
To meet other people in person who have vitiligo?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had a great time. We had a great time watching you guys have fun, get to meet other kids. Kids were hugging. Kids were smiling. I didn't think I saw a sad face. Did you see any sad faces, or were those kids happy being together?
Yes.
Absolutely. And even your baby sister, I sat in the back and I was watching her having a good time. And then she didn't understand anything that was going on. But she smiled for most of the time. She certainly did. Well, it's a pleasure talking to you. I want to finish up with Mom. Can I speak to Mom?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm terrific, and it's super excited to have you guys join in on this. We're doing this amazing talk series, getting a chance to hear the voices of our children and for other people around the state, around the nation, actually, to hear our children speak. And as a parent with a child with vitiligo, how has your experience been?
I must admit, like when he first diagnosed, it was really hard just for the diagnosis to say that something is wrong with your child and you can't fix it. And also, you know what's going to be like for them in the future. So that was really, really hard. But over time, you know, meeting the other children and people with vitiligo, it's also helped, I guess, for him and for myself. To educate myself, to learn about it, and to know that there is nothing wrong with vitiligo. It's just your skin just wants to change, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just watched the joy. At one point, I came, I don't know if you remember, I literally came and sat behind you guys. I watched the joy on your faces. I know Elijah's a bit on the quiet side, but I just watched the faces of the parents and the joy that exuded from just being with everybody. You know, it was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful thing.
Right, it certainly was.
Yes.
Yes. When Elijah,
what would your encouragement be to a parent?
When Elijah was first diagnosed at 4, you know, we didn't know anybody. And we were in North Carolina, and I didn't even know what vitiligo was. I asked the doctor to write the vitiligo word on the back of a business card that she had, the dermatologist, because I'm like, what is that? You know, I've never heard of it or never actually seen it. So, and nobody in our family has or anything. So it was just, you know, it was an awakening, I guess. So I had to go home, you know, like people most do, and you had to Google it. What is this?
Yeah. And, you know, he is special. You know, that's what I would, when parents say that to me, well, nobody in my family has it. I don't know where it came from. Listen, your child is special. Your child is unique. Your child was selected. And I love how what he says about his super, it's his superpower.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
What would your encouragement
children,
be?
You know, can have it.
Say it again.
Just to seek treatment if you need it, but also know that there's other people to help you and support you in this journey.
Great encouragement. Great encouragement to any family that's out there listening to this show with a child that's recently diagnosed with vitiligo. You know, it's okay.
Right.
It's not the end of the
world,
is it?
Right. And if the parent, if the parents want to seek treatment, that's okay. But the child doesn't want to seek treatment or the parents, then that's okay too. You know, it's one person's journey. So.
And the fact that once the parent get an understanding that it's not serious, it's not the end of the world, and you are not alone, is key. It's key to the success of having this condition. Yeah.
Yes. Elijah,
Go ahead.
He was on treatment, the cream. Soon as after years, he was like, I don't want to do this anymore. So he stopped. You know, he stopped the treatment. He's like, there's nothing wrong with me. It's just my skin wants to change color.
And he was of age to make that choice for himself because, you know, some parents would fight that. I'm the parent. I'm making this decision, and so be it. But that's good. That's good. That's good for you. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good for
and
you.
If he wants to in the future, then I'm okay with it. But right now, he doesn't want to seek treatment.
Yeah. And he's handsome, and he's growing so tall, and the glasses are cute. Don't mess with anything, girl. Don't mess with that.
Right.
I asked him about storybooks growing up, and that has been one of my pet peeves that, you know, growing up, lots of people would say, I've never seen a storybook about vitiligo. How was that for you?
Actually, that's the truth. There wasn't many vitiligo books. I've been, in Michigan, I think for about 2 years, maybe three, I've been going to, when school starts, I go into this classroom and explain what vitiligo is, and I read the children the storybook.
Excellent. Excellent. Wow.
And so,
that is something,
you know, a lot of
even
questions for the
people.
Little kids is,
yes.
Right. So a lot of questions for the little ones is it contagious? Am I going to catch it? And so I have to explain no. You know, it's just one of those things.
Good job, Mom.
And God
Good
doesn't
job.
Give you anything that you can't handle. So
what is the book? You know, there's several books out right now. Is there one particular one that you will throw at our listening audience right now?
The one book by Kirkland, what is it? Kim.
Oh, Kim Kirkland,
Hear Me.
Oh,
boy, that's the one that I like.
Yes. And to our listening audience, not only is Lunai's book a good and a favorite one of mine, but we have just listed last week for Vitiligo Awareness Month all of the books that are on the market for vitiligo that you'll find on Amazon. We now carry these books on BitFriend's website. So we want folks to
Amazing.
Know.
That's awesome.
Yes.
People
and we
can
are
connect.
Not charging you
yes.
Amazon price. We're going to pay the shipment. You purchase the book and less than the Amazon price, plus we're mailing it to you for free. So
awesome.
We need to get the word out. Yes, we want to
I
get
sure
the word
will.
Out. So we have those books. All of our books were listed for the month of June as we celebrate Vitiligo Awareness Month. We have all the books. All of the books now.
Great.
So please let
That's
us
great.
Know. Write us at bitfriends.org or jump on the website, bitfriends.org, and you'll find them there. So
okay.
He says that he's done with school. How was school? And he said he experienced no bullying in school. Is that correct?
Let's see. I think there's one instance that I can remember in kindergarten. Somebody called him a Dalmatians because he started having spots. But after that, we talked about that and about what's going to
yeah.
happen. So, and then he was okay with. But that was in kindergarten. So after that,
yeah.
you know, first and second grade, then I started to go ahead and teach the kids in the beginning of the school
yeah.
year. You know that his skin may change, it may not, and what
Good.
To expect.
Good.
So that way, if Elijah
Good.
Is in that situation, that he can respond, you know, a certain way.
That is very good. So proud of you for that because, I mean,
That's
mothers
right.
are busy and a lot they can't get into school and what have you. We've heard stories
mm-hmm.
of a little girl out of North Carolina that refused to go to school. The bullying was so bad. So to have a parent
mm-hmm.
going in, spending time reading and explaining, kudos to you. Hats off to you.
Yeah.
Well done. And we want to encourage that to all parents if they
yes.
can.
Yes. So in Michigan, their last day, I believe, was March 13th, the physical. So they were doing
uh-huh.
Online courses. His
yeah.
teacher would email, his principal would scan all the documents. And so I was in North
mm-hmm.
Carolina, so I would actually print them out, his homework
mm-hmm.
and everything. So he would do that from home. But the last day that school was supposed to stop was May 31st.
That's pretty early. We got done today. So, I mean, you were out a while ahead of us. Wow.
Yeah.
Both of my sons are teachers as well, and they're done next week.
Wow.
Good.
I think
so
we
you
even
guys
started
start earlier in the year.
I think it was like Labor Day, I think, or the end of August when, you know, Michigan
uh-huh.
school stopped.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, this was great. I wanted to just get a chance to, like I said, I'm going around, going through my list, and I wanted to reach out and touch base with the children and to see how they're doing, how distance learning went, how vitiligo is going for them. And this is an awesome report. How have you guys
mm-hmm.
been doing? I know you have helped with Pen Pal Patch. How is that going?
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's doing really well. I'm trying to get members.
Yeah.
So I think our new member started last night, so I added them to Pen Pal Patch of Vet Friends.
Yeah.
And I do birthdays.
Well,
so I help April out, basically.
Yeah.
So
here's an
patch.
Opportunity. Here's an opportunity for you to take the next 2 minutes and give an announcement out there to anyone that's listening. They're listening all over the place, I tell you. Australia, in every state, somebody's listening. So what would you tell them Pen Pal Patch is all about if they have a child with vitiligo? Go ahead and you do the commercial
okay.
now.
All right. My name is Linnea, in case people are tuning in. I'm co-administrator of Pen Pal Patch of Vet Friends. I have the founder of Pen Pal Patch. Pen Pal Patch is for children that a way to connect with other children that has vitiligo. So our journey is, or our goal is, to help other children to have everlasting friendships. Of course, your child might be like, okay, now, but maybe in the future, or maybe when they're teenagers, so the hormones are going on, maybe they can find some support if they don't want to really talk to their parents or an adult that they can lean on to their through pen pal patch friend. So, and you can just go ahead and log into the, yes, go ahead and log in or like the page of Vet Friends, Pen Pal Patch Vet Friends, and you can do that, and you can DM me, Linnea Salim, and I'll go ahead and start it.
Awesome. And again, it's if you're joining us, the Pen Pal Patch is open to what age?
I think probably about, let's see, I do have a two-year-old, but it's just like for parents for support. But there's also like probably about 5 years old to like probably 15. But my 15-year-olds are now like 17. So it's you know, accept everybody. So.
Yeah.
Because the children
well,
get older.
Thank you guys for the work that you're doing. That's a fantastic, when the April came to me with the vision for that, I said, oh, run with it. Absolutely run with it. We were in Detroit at the time. She didn't make it to that Detroit conference, but she was here at home and got to working on that. And so it's up and running. How many children would you say you guys have at this point?
Probably, I think the last time I counted a couple months ago was probably like 130, maybe close to 140 children.
Awesome.
That's all around the all around the world. I have some like in Australia and Ireland, yep, and here in the United States and Canada. So it's all around the world.
Wow, people need to hear this. We have Pen Pal Patch children in Ireland. I know we have at least three. I talked to them in Australia. And what are some of the other places?
There's one in Belize and the United
Kingdom.
I saw Kingdom.
Netherlands. Yes.
Yep.
And I saw
Netherlands.
Netherlands too.
Yep. Yes. Yep, yes. In the United Kingdom. There's some over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great work. Great work. Continue to do what you guys are doing. This is needed. Pen Pal Patch is a needed piece to our community. And so we applaud the work of yourself and April. I'm not sure who else is in there, Julie or somebody, but we continue to do what you're doing. Again,
thank you.
I know Elijah said 75 degrees. We're doing 95. Continue to stay safe. We're still in the COVID
Yes, we had
period.
Lots of rain this past year. Yeah.
Good for you. Oh, my gosh. We're dry. Send some our way. We need it. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. My hello to your husband and stay safe.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye. God bless. Bye-bye now. Bye, Elijah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, my special guest. From Michigan, vacationing in North Carolina, and was able to still connect with me, Elijah and his mom, Lanai, who is an administrator for the Pen Pal Patch Children. And I love that report that we have now made connections with several children in Australia, Netherlands, the United Kingdom, Ireland. Oh, my goodness, we're reaching children in Ireland and all over the United States of America and Canada. I certainly love the work that they're doing. Again, this is VetFriends Blog Talk Radio. My name is Valerie Molyneux, President and CEO, coming to you live from Boston with a beautiful, balmy, hot, not balmy, burning hot 95 degrees. And we will continue with our series. For this entire month of June, we are featuring some members of our community, children. I'm signing on a new co-host who will do some young people, young adults. And we have Mark, our co-leader out of North Carolina, who is also reaching out to adults and talking about vitiligo and love. And so it's our job. We're boots on the ground, fearfully and wonderfully out of Indiana. Our leader there, Denise, reminds us all the time, we are boots on the ground, simply meaning we are a group that's intending to work for this community. This is our community, and we want to give it all that we've got. We had a conversation with a gentleman yesterday, and he said if this is something we're passionate about, we need to give it 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. I think that was how the phrase was coined. But whatever it is, we're going to give inspiration, passion, energy, love, and perspiration to this work, to our vitiligo and for our vitiligo community. We love you. It's Friday, the end of a work week. School got done for me. Today was the last day, and so I'll get to sleep a little later in the morning. But listen, we love you. We bless you. Continue to be vigilant this whole COVID-19 situation. Continue to love one another. People talk about laws and rules and abiding by rules. Listen, one of the rules in the holy book says love one another. Let's do it. As you go through this weekend, stay safe. Use your mask. I spoke to my relatives in the Virgin Islands today. It is hot. Practically a drought, but every now and then they'll get a little spat of rain. But all around the globe, people are living, trying to enjoy life. Continue to love one another. Big friends, love you, and we'll continue this work with passion, with zest, and with energy. Valerie Molyneux, love you. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.